G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Brazilian ministers Marina Silva from the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change, Luciana Santos from the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, and sociologist Janja Lula da Silva, Brazil's First Lady, advocated for the strategic importance of the bioeconomy in safeguarding biodiversity and integrating the traditional knowledge of local communities into economic sectors. They articulated these points during the opening session of the G20 Global Bioeconomy Initiatives in-person meeting in Brasília. The backdrop of devastating climate crisis in Rio Grande do Sul underscores the importance of promoting the bioeconomy as a means to achieve sustainable development and tackle the severe impacts of climate change. Minister Marina Silva advocates for a departure from unsustainable models, urging a holistic approach to address environmental degradation effectively. The minister says the bioeconomy, rooted in the sustainable utilization of biodiversity resources, holds the potential to significantly bolster prosperity by fostering job creation and income generation within our societies, all while aiding in the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Minister Luciana Santos highlighted Brazil's exceptional potential for the development of a sustainable bioeconomy, emphasizing its abundant biodiversity, a factor that sets it apart from many other countries worldwide. First Lady Janja Lula da Silva expressed her belief in the potential of the bioeconomy to aid in the reconstruction of areas impacted by flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. She views it as a novel production and economic model, warranting exploration and investment.
A bioeconomia é tarefa urgente.
The First Lady says the urgency of the bioeconomy demands attention, with its continuity hinging on the engagement of new generations in studying and contemplating this emerging paradigm. Collaborative efforts, both domestically and through international cooperation, are essential to seize this opportune moment and forge equitable and sustainable pathways forward. Additionally, I wish to emphasize the bioeconomy's potential in advancing gender equality. The next group meeting is scheduled to occur from July 17th to 19th, 2024, in Manaus, Amazonas. This is Pedro Sardinha, reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.